it is very easy to misunderstand the simplest of things. People, as a general rule, think you have to study except religion. Somehow people think without studying, they will know religion. As an example of how easy it is to misunderstand something, a mother was preparing her son for the first confession. And she said, when you do something wrong, you should be sorry for it right away. And when you go to confession, deep in your heart, make a firm purpose of amendment. I will try to be better, and I will be sorry for my sins. And then the priest will give you a penance. Please remember, penance is not a punishment. It's part of the healing process. But the son says, but mom, what kind of penance will he give me? Well, for example, he will tell you, say to our fathers. And the child began to cry. And the mother says, why are you crying? And he goes, I only know one. It is very easy to misunderstand things. There was a book that was put out called Jesus, the Wounded Healer. Often you will say people, you know, I don't go to church. Those people are worse than I am. There are better people next to the bar, which I agree with sometimes. But believe it or not, there are also bad people at the bar. You may not believe it. All you have to do is go there and see. But that's not the issue. The issue is Jesus was wounded for our sins, and he kept on doing good things. Even on the cross, he kept on working. And we are wounded people. We live in a suffering world, a suffering generation, suffering people. But it takes courage in your own woundedness to try to be good. What parent will say, well, I lied, I cheated, I can't tell my children not to do that. That would be hypocritical. No one says that. My own father once said, don't do this just because your father was stupid enough to do it. I go, oh my God, Tata was telling the truth. Because as we are wounded, it is very easy to be quiet, not to say anything. It takes courage to go against your own history and say, I will not be the victim of my past. But I will warn others not to do the things that hurt me. I will speak, and they may say, who are you to talk? And I will say, I am a wounded healer who is trying to save my friends from all the bad things that I did so they might be spared the pain. You are never made a father or a mother for yourself. And you are never made a brother or a sister for yourself. And that is why in the Christian life we call each other brothers and sisters. We call God Father to remind ourselves our life is not simply for ourselves. And as you are wounded each day by your own bad choices, it takes courage to speak out and say, I can choose a different path, because no one will ever be fast enough to run away from themselves, but everyone should be courageous enough and believe in God enough that there is a better you waiting for you every time you do work. God offers us help, and he doesn't always promise us that people will understand, that people will listen, but we must speak. I'll give you one final example of how things are often misunderstood. In many weddings nowadays, it is fashionable to read the first letter to the Corinthians chapter 13. And you know the quotation, love is patient, love is kind, love is gentle. But if you read the whole chapter correctly, it is not about mutual love. People often say, oh, they found love because they found each other. No. You can find love every day. You choose like God does, because love is an offer. So when I'm impatient and when I'm kind, when I am long-suffering with my own life and have the courage to try one more time, that is me not simply loving myself, but loving all my brothers and sisters. That doesn't mean they're going to love me back. We hope so. We desire it. But Corinthians chapter 13 is not about mutual love. It's about us saying, I can love every day. That's how, when someone returns my love, I know how to love them, because I've been practicing with my life all along. St. Francis had a beautiful prayer about peace in which he gave vent to this beautiful idea. And he ends his prayer in these words: O divine master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Slava Iisusu Hristu.